the second stage of his Jesuit formation. Works with street gang members and homeless men and women. Begins writing. 1992, early August, arrives in Nairobi, Kenya, on Jesuit mission for his regency. Works with the Jesuit Refugee Service, East Africa, for 2 years, helping refugees start small businesses. Publishes his first article in National Jesuit News in December and begins to desire authorship. 1993, March through May, writes In Good Company, a memoir about working at GE and joining the Jesuits while in Kenya sick with mononucleosis. A memoir article first appears in the Pennsylvania Gazette, his college alumni magazine. The book wouldn't be published until 2000. August, co-founds the Makono Center, a shop marketing refugee handicrafts in Nairobi. 1995, briefly moves to America House, New York City, to complete his regency, then to Cambridge, Massachusetts, to begin theology studies at Weston Jesuit School of Theology. 1997, May, first book published, How Can I Find God? The Famous and the Not-So-Famous Consider the Quintessential Question. 1998, ordained a deacon. After completing theology studies, missioned to work at America Magazine, New York City, where he remains to this day. Also works for 1 year as a deacon at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York. 1999, June 12, ordained a priest in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, and celebrates First Mass at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York City. January, This Our Exile, about his work with East African refugees, published. 2000, In Good Company, published, and Martin receives early taste of national publicity. 2006, My Life with the Saints, another spiritual memoir published March 1. It becomes his first bestseller, with sales of 50,000 copies in the first 22 months, 100,000 in 48 months. 2007 through 2008, Summers completes his tertianship, the final stage of Jesuit formation, makes the spiritual exercises for the second time at the tertianship program in Culver City, California. 2009, November 1, pronounces his final vows at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola, New York City, on the Feast of All Saints, 10 years after being ordained a priest and 21 years after entering the Jesuits. 2010, March 28, The Jesuit Guide to Almost Everything hits the New York Times bestsellers list. The Times editors describe it, a priest explains the easily applied traditional wisdom that Jesuits use to help other people in their daily lives. 2011, first pilgrimage to the Holy Land as part of research for his next book. 2014, Jesus, a Pilgrimage, published in March, becomes a New York Times bestseller. 2015, a first novel, The Abbey, a Story of Discovery, published in October. It began as a dream. 2017, the first edition of Building a Bridge, How the Catholic Church and the LGBT Community Can Enter into a Relationship of Respect, Compassion, and Sensitivity, leads him into a maelstrom of both praise and backlash from fellow Catholics that lasts several years. 2019, continues to give frequent talks on the importance of welcoming LGBT Catholics, the most marginalized people in the church today, finishes Learning to Pray. 2020, working on a book about Lazarus, continues to work at America Media. Chapter 1, Plymouth Meeting, Wharton, General Electric. The house Jimmy Martin grew up in at 107 Kings Road in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, looks as ordinary as any suburban dwelling on a quiet neighborhood street. It's 1,600 square feet, split level, three bedrooms, one and a half baths were built in the late 1950s. Situated on a small lot with neighbors on either side, it remained unchanged throughout young Jim's life. His mother would not sell it until 2012. Jim was born at Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia on December 29, 1960. His only sibling, Carolyn, was born 3 years later. Jim was named for his father, who was married to Eleanor, Jim's mom. Both parents were Philadelphia natives. James Sr. worked in marketing for Wyeth Pharmaceuticals.